Fall is the perfect time to get some garden chores done. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. A few perennials can be divided now before cold weather sets in. Daylilies and irises need to be divided about every 3 to 5 years to maintain vigor and flowering ability. Dividing them in fall allows their roots to become established quickly so they can take off in the spring. Daylilies are common plants in our landscapes and luckily don't take much maintenance. Though they may be divided in early spring before growth starts, it is more common to divide them at this time of year. Many gardeners cut back the tops to about half their original height to make the plants easier to handle. Daylilies have a very tough root system that can make them difficult to divide while in place. Dividing in place is practical if it hasn't been very long since the last division. In such cases, a spading fork can be used to peel fans from the existing clump. If plants have been in place longer and are well grown together, it is more practical to divide them after the entire clump has been dug. Use a spade to lift the entire clump out of the ground. Although it is possible to cut the clump apart with the spade, you'll save more roots by using two spading forks back to back to divide the clump into sections. Each section should be about the size of a head of cauliflower. An easier method involves using a stream of water from a garden hose to wash the soil from the clump, then rolling the clump back and forth until individual divisions separate. Space the divisions 24 to 30 inches apart and set each at its original depth. The number of flowers will be reduced the first year after division, but it should return to normal until the plants need to be divided again. Bearded irises are also well adapted to Kansas and multiply quickly. After several years, the center of the clumps tend to lose vigor, and flowering occurs towards the outside. Dividing irises every 3 to 5 years will help rejuvenate the plant and increase flowering. Because iris clumps are fairly shallow, it is easy to dig up the entire clump. The root system of the plant consists of thick rhizomes and smaller feeder roots. Use a sharp knife to cut the rhizomes apart, so each division consists of a fan of leaves and a section of rhizome. The best divisions are made from a double fan that consists of two small rhizomes attached to a larger one, which forms a Y-shaped division. Each of these small rhizomes has a fan of leaves. The rhizomes that do not split produce single fans. The double fans are preferred because they produce more flowers the first year after planting. Single fans take a year to build up strength. If you want to learn more about maintaining the plants in your landscape, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.